What a long day. Where is she? Hey, honey, I'm home. Where are you? Oh, you're in the kitchen? I'll be right in. Hey, gorgeous. I am so glad to be home. That was a long day, though a lot more interesting than expected. Ugh, I know. The emails were ridiculous. Especially since someone decided to CC the higher-ups, who literally just do not care what's happening day to day. They only want results. But the day's done, and I'd rather focus on the other, more interesting things that came up today. I'm sure you've got no idea. This kitchen smells incredible. What are you making? Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that one before. A family friend's recipe, right? Yes, I can't wait to try it. I've never had anything like that before. Did we have everything you needed in the house, or did you make a special trip for this? Even better. Gotta love a well-stocked pantry, huh? I know, I never get how people actually only add the listed amount of garlic to any recipe. Everyone knows you need at least twice that. I'm not bougie. I just judge people by the herbs and spices they keep. Or at least the ones they use, because we certainly know a few people who got them and never touched them. But enough about my paprika-based prejudice. How was your day, honey? Any new gossip at work after last week's revelation? Good. I'm glad it was a low-stress day, if a little boring. I hope I was able to add a little excitement for you. I get it. Sometimes the anticipation is a double-edged sword. Your day's a lot better, but God, does it go on for a small lifetime? No, you definitely weren't alone in that. I must have checked my phone 100 times. And that was just before lunch. I love seeing the little icon appear, feeling my heart speed up as I rushed to check it. Really made the day a lot more bearable, and it couldn't end quickly enough. I was very eager to get home to you. To be standing behind you. Just like this. So I could be touching you, here, slowly, softly, letting my touch linger, here. Makes for a maddeningly fun day, doesn't it? I remember you saying this dish has quite a long simmer time, So we've got some time before it's ready. I do need a little relief. And I think we could both get what we need if you were just a little distracted for a while, don't you think? Good. Then while it's simmering away on low, we can just tend to other matters. And don't worry, I'll remind you to stir it every so often. Of course, I wouldn't want all your hard work to be wasted when it smells this delicious. No, instead, I'll just stand here, so close, and be a little distracting. Only a little, of course, because you're busy, but it's so easy to be distracted by you, to want to distract you. You've been very focused, haven't you? I can feel the tension in your body, here and here. Maybe it would help if I eased it for you. I know you're cooking, honey. I never want to ruin all your hard work. But tell me, is this part particularly time-sensitive. No. I was hoping he'd say that. In fact, I'd been hoping that you'd say that since I first thought about asking hours ago. With the way you've been teasing me today, I'd put money on you knowing exactly what kind of mood I'd be in when I came through that door tonight. After a day like today, teasing each other endlessly, it was so much fun, and it led us right to this. Me so close behind you while we sway in the kitchen. Dancing, even without music. You were hoping for it too? Good. Do you like the feeling of me against you, lightly grazing just here? When I'm so close that I can lean in and whisper in your ear. Because I definitely liked that reaction. The way you shivered and leaned into me. Did you like that, sweetheart? Good. I like giving you goosebumps. There's a lot of things I like to give you. A lot of things. That's true. I did tell you in detail about some of the things I like giving you. Did any of those messages stand out? Oh, really? Good, because I liked your reply to that one a lot. I love hearing about the things you enjoy. I bet you were feeling it today, weren't you? Sending me those messages and the photos. You had to know what was in store for you when I came home, didn't you? I thought so, because you're very good at keeping your promises. And those messages were certainly more than an invitation, if I read them right. I thought so. It's why we work so well together. Why you'll be getting exactly what you asked for tonight. That's very true. You keep your promises, and I keep my word. Don't I, sweetheart? That's my good girl. Why don't you turn around then, and let me slide you up on this counter?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.